we'll wait maybe a second as people filter in, but just to start the presentation, my name is Craig Davis. I'm from Sacramento City College. Does everyone hear me all right without the microphone? Maybe? I'll probably try to project a little bit. I don't do well with the microphones, but I am a professor at City College here in town, and I teach a variety of geography courses, and some of those being in GIS. And one of those, employee at the assessor's office in Sacramento has taken my classes, and sometime last spring he mentioned to me about this conference, and I said, that sounds great. And the next thing I know, I got an invitation from Anita, thank you very much, that said, you should talk. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That was last May, and then over the summer I didn't think much about it, and then about 2 or 3 weeks ago I started like, hey, this conference is coming up, and I have no idea what to talk about. I'm going into a room of professionals that know what they're doing. What am I going to tell them about GIS they don't already know, or, you know, they're going to school me on? So I had to try to come up with something to fill a half an hour of your time, I guess. And I talked to Anita, and I decided to talk about what I know about, which is education. And what we're doing in the community colleges in terms of GIS, LIS, and those kind of things. And really, to look at maybe some of the places that we're doing well and some of the places that we're kind of falling down in terms of cadastral mapping or parcel mapping or LIS type of stuff, because truthfully we don't focus on it that much or as much as maybe we should in the community colleges. But on the other side of that, we do offer classes where people that don't necessarily understand GIS or that want some job skill training, that I think it's a good place for them to start. So that's kind of the background, and I do want to thank you all for having me here. And I've been to conferences here before. It's a nice place to have a meeting. So let's see what we can get here. And, you know, I guess it's the first thing I start with all my presentations and lectures and kind of the basic stuff, and you're like, well, this guy's going to try to teach us about GIS again. And that's not my goal here, obviously. I was looking through, after talking with Anita, and kind of starting to have a cold sweat about this, and looking through some of your past conference proceedings and seeing the kind of things that you guys are presenting and doing, and, you know, really amazing stuff. So, but I do want to throw out kind of some GIS stuff to kind of maybe think about, theoretically, the things that you guys do or the things that we think about in education, and how that maybe can bring us back to some of the issues that we might have in education. So then look at basically some common steps that we incorporate in our general classes in GIS, geography, talk about where we fall down again, connection between geomatics and surveys and those kind of things, CC versus UCs, CSUs, turf wars or whatever you want to call them, and then maybe just look at a few examples. So that's kind of how I've looked at this. And so again, kind of what is GIS? You know, rhetorical question at best. But for us to kind of put in that mindset that the people that come to community colleges maybe don't know those things, or even those of you guys that use this stuff and are developing your systems and putting these things out on the web, that sometimes we might have to step back and take a look at the theoretical basis for these things and think about, you know, what is it that we want? Process, we want application-driven stuff. I see, you know, some vendors here, and, you know, the things that they can do for you, or are you worried more about integration in your facilities or in your counties or whatever it is? You know, what does it do for you? What does it mean to you? And it's a crapshoot, you know. It's all different uses, different people, different philosophies, different histories. There's no one thing that says GIS started this day, this time, this place. You can talk about different universities, you can talk about the Canadian GIS system, all these kind of things, but it's this huge kind of overriding beast, if you will. And, you know, cadastral mapping fits into that. I mean, how do you guys fit into the GIS community? How do we, you know, work well together? How do we not work well together? You know, the definition in general, and the only reason I put that up there, right, 2 seconds done, but, you know, that maybe we're starting to evolve from this tools type of definition, hardware and software, and what we can do with it. You know, a tool, if you will. You know, a tool of cartography that then lets us examine the planet. So maybe looking at this more holistically in terms of GIS science. So again, to frame that, to look at, maybe these are some things that we can change in terms of our theoretical background or our conceptions to look at how we might look at cadastral mapping in GIS, or how cadastral mapping fits into the whole of the GIS science, better or worse, or I'm not really sure yet. I guess we'll find out in a second. So just to then talk a little about what we do. And I think that I decided to focus on here the Los Rios District, obviously, because that's what I know. One of the bigger community college districts in California. But also, I think this applies to most of the places that you're probably coming from. The larger communities, Southern California, Bay Area, Central Valley communities, most of the colleges are going to have similar or at least the same type of introductory courses. And I think that that's probably connected to a lot of you throughout the years. But I think that looking forward is that what we would hope to see is that in those community colleges that are in more rural areas or outlying areas, that hopefully they will then start programs and then be able to help along the private industry and public institutions in those areas. And I was looking at your list of members last night, and looking at the big counties really, and also when I was researching these things, they have the online parcel viewers and these kind of things, and 5, 6, 7, 8 GIS type employees, whereas some of the outlying counties might not, and I think that might be a place where the community colleges might fit in. So, I'm a member of the California Geographical Society Board, so we talk about these things as a statewide organization all the time. We have impact meetings, which are communications between different higher education levels. So we talk about these things, and it's not just Los Rios, but Los Rios is what I know, so I'll take a stab at them. We have 4 community colleges in our district. About 85,000 students, projections up towards 100,000 in the next 10, 15 years. For the whole Sacramento area, mostly 4 counties. And then along with that, we have outreach centers. So I didn't have a pointer with me, but this gives you an idea of where we're at. If you guys don't know Sacramento very well, we're right about in there, right, at the Radisson. And there's basically our spread as a college district. And most all these colleges do the same type of introductory GIS course, which I'll get to in a second in the concepts. Before I go away from that, though, probably the heart of our GIS education here in Sacramento is right about over in here. So to fulfill more of the community need, not just in geography or GIS, we also have outreach centers in West Sacramento, in Davis, in the Thomas area, and we have what's called Ethan Way Center, which is over by Cal Expo, which is right across the street from us, basically. And that is really where most of the GIS courses in this region are offered. And I'll talk a little bit about ARC and what they've done, and how we love them, but we love to hate them at City College and all that kind of stuff. I'm actually free for, if you guys want to stop me or ask me questions or tell me to go home, feel free to. But just in general, those colleges, we all offer the basic 2 course series in theoretical GIS, and it's not just, theory, but, general geography, general map making principles, things that the average college student in the state, in this country, don't have. I mean, let's face it. People in this country, not you guys, are geographically illiterate. And, that's really kind of our introductory course, and it's, again, more lecture style and a basic background. And we're actually going to change that in part of articulation between the higher education of the university's 4 years. We're going to then call it mapping and GIS techniques or techniques because they feel like GIS is more of their turf, upper division stuff, so we're fine. We don't care what we call it. We're going to do the same thing anyway. And then we have another side of that, which is the software piece to it. And most of the software that's taught in the state and in our district is ESRI products, mostly the desktop suite. There are some people using ArcInfo and those kind of things. So that's kind of the basics. Then we have this other laundry list of classes that are on the books throughout the college. And everyone's like, they don't look great, but that's pretty good stuff in there. And I'll have to just go ahead and admit that we have a couple of these classes at City College, but we have not emerged as the leader in the GIS education environment here in Northern California or in Sacramento region. American River College has. And that's through history and personalities and all kinds of things, money, I don't even know, before my time even. But ARC arguably has one of the biggest GIS certificate and degree programs in the country. They offer a variety of classes that have a variety of focus, and they really do a pretty amazing job. I have to give heads up to them or props or whatever you call it. I'm down with that. But the guy that runs the program over there is also a Kansas alum like I am, so he can't be that bad. But programming, data acquisition type stuff, mapping things. all kinds of different classes, but what you probably will notice is there's no specific class then is for cadastral mapping necessarily, or parcel mapping, or assessment mapping. So, you know, maybe is that one of those areas that we're a little bit lacking in? And I think I might be able to shed some light on that here in a second, but the kind of things that we cover in those general sequences and even some of those upper end courses are, again, basic mapping principles, things that, you know, I'm assuming that some of you people have had people come to work for you and you wanted to work on those kind of things. They haven't quite got that first step down. The new techniques, and you know, this used to be fun for me. Now it's not because everyone knows about this stuff. But you know, GPS, remote sensing, web-based mapping. I mean, if I didn't have Google Earth, I don't know what I would do in class anymore. That's all. Let's look at Google Earth. It's fun, right? You know, georeferencing, database management. Again, what does it mean? What is all this stuff? Software functionality, we do teach software programs, and I mean, as a professor doing this stuff, it's probably one of my biggest challenges is trying to put together the theoretical and the software, because at some point I can teach people how to punch buttons, but they don't know what that button's doing, then it's really not helping them or helping you as their employer. So, you know, a difficult thing to kind of wrestle around with, and I should probably step back and talk a little bit about my background. I'm not a GIS guy. I mean, I am and I'm not. I worked in the industry 10 years ago, mostly in photogrammetry and GIS data provider in the Midwest. My training as a graduate student is more in cultural geography, you know, economic development in the Caribbean. What does that do for me? I have no idea. But, you know, I escaped like everyone else in the world of teaching so I could, you know, have to do what you do, real work. But, you know, teaching those kind of things and getting them to be practical things that they will work in the workforce is somewhat difficult or challenging for me as a professor through the years. But other things, you know, some basic analysis. I think that one of the things that I kept coming back to as I was doing a little research for this and seeing what you guys are doing is that, you know, you guys are really, you know, pushing the web-based applications. And those are the kind of things that we're trying to then keep up with or maybe stay ahead of you guys a little bit with in terms of pushing that out there and teaching this to different folks. So I don't know if this is the best way to do this or what you would call these, but examples. Things I've used in the classroom before, things I've done a little bit in some consulting work, things that you know, other students have done in my classroom. So the first example I have is the California Community College GIS database. Is anyone familiar with this? Shouldn't be, because it's brand new. it's something I got involved with through the Foundation of California Community Colleges. I don't know, how did you even get my name? it's one of those things, hey, you should do this. My boss tells me this stuff, and I'm like, okay, great. And I volunteer, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing this for? But the idea here through the FCCC under the Chancellor's Office was to basically map the community colleges, which not sounds like the simplest problem in planet. Right? But they had to then take and find all the legal descriptions, and those weren't up to snuff. They couldn't find them in a lot of counties or a lot of districts. Like, what's that? All right, where's our district? We don't know. There's service areas versus actual districts themselves. But the idea here is that the researchers could then put together the things they already do, you know, demographics in college areas, service area, job workforce markets, and to see what kind of programs should be developed or shouldn't be cut. So that they could then do it in a GIS format so they could buy all their boxes and everything would be hunky-dory. Well, you know, it's come to fruition. It's been a couple-year process, and I should say that I haven't been the best partner in this because I tend to lose track of these things in the summertime, but, you know, I think that John Roach, I don't know if I mentioned him, the Foundation, he's the one that spearheaded this, and we had people from Southern California, Northern California, researchers, mostly researchers, and that was probably where I came in is, when I first started attending these meetings or going to these conferences or talking about these stuff on the phone, is I kept coming back to that these folks knew their stuff backwards and forwards, but they didn't have a whole lot of background in GIS. And they weren't asking themselves questions about database management design or about what their outcome product should be or how people were going to use this or how they were going to push it out onto the web. And I think in the end, probably the biggest problem was getting the descriptions and figuring out how to quality control or quality check those descriptions. After someone had built, you know, this district is where it is, you know, edge matching issues, sliver polygons, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it was a pretty Herculean task, but I guess in the end why I put it in here is I used it as an example in class. I actually had some students work on this, and it really gave them the conception of, you know, coming from a legal description to then boil that down into actual coordinate information or boundaries based on, I mean, you guys have seen these things all day long. They make your eyes want to bleed, but, you know, you've got to be able to do that if you want to then go from, you know, the old world, the mapping world, the analog world, and then the GIS world. And they did it fairly efficiently, fairly well at the end, I think, on this project. You guys familiar with the Megan's Law site? And this one doesn't necessarily fit into your kind of mapping per se, but it's also something that was worked on in my class. This is years ago, but I had two people from the Department of Justice show up, sit down, and basically teach me how to put an address on a map. I was like, all right, we do that somewhere down the road. Let's get into it. And in the end, they told me that this is what they were working on. They were trying to figure out how to place sex offender information by address geocode onto a map. And you know, it was interesting because we had to talk about things like ethical concerns, whether they should place them right on the spot, all these kind of other things. And most of that was dictated to them by their superiors and by law, but you know, the other things that they didn't know, simply places and how to connect the database and all these kind of things, is something that a lot of our students get out of these introductory courses, the general concepts, the ideas. This one is, I actually called Tom and talked to him yesterday, a former student who works for, I always read this, so I'll read it, the Delta Diablo Sanitation District, down Pittsburgh Bay Point area. And he's another one of those classic cases, comes into my class, he's been an engineering technician for years and years and years and years, and his bosses are starting to tell him, you know, we need to make maps of this stuff, we need to put it on the web, we need people to have this information. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? So he comes to my class and we start taking his CAD files and trying to figure out what we can do with them. And this was a preliminary one. I talked to him yesterday. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. And I mean, he's still working on this updating it. And his bosses seem to be pretty happy with it. But you know, the idea that you can do parcel mapping, zoning, effluent, all kinds of different things. And then, I don't know, we're in Sacramento, right? Who's in the assessor's office? Here in town. I know, there they are. Give them a hand. From Sacramento for this conference, but I mean, I saw this for all kinds of your counties out there, but it really is amazing the things that you guys are doing in my estimation. And you know, kind of to bring this back to the overall concept here is that, you know, if you have people that are in your office and don't know these things, or are technicians in other areas, or maybe clerical folks, that may be a way for them to get involved with this kind of stuff, because it seems to me that that's where your industry is going, that, you know, these kind of general classes might be a good place for them to start. But, you know, I figured we might as well map out where the heck we are today. So there's the parcel where you are at 500 Leisure Lane. It's a leisurely place, isn't it? Hopefully the lunch was leisurely, but you know, and then again, tied to all the assessor information, you know, and like I say, I looked at a bunch of other ones, you know, centerline data, all kinds of stuff, but really pretty sick stuff, and I know that there's challenges in doing this, and I know that you probably have other vendors and all kinds of stuff, but you know, really some things that I've seen that show those kind of concepts, you know, georeferencing. Basic scale information, basic mapping concepts, you know, should you put a label here, should you put a label there? Those are the kind of things that I think the average student that walks out of our classes, the beginning ones, then later on, the upper end ones that can benefit from this. So maybe this kind of disconnect, and I didn't know quite how to put this, but I see this on my campus, I see it all throughout higher education in terms of GIS, you know, cadastral mapping, LIS, whatever you want to call it, is that, you know, I don't do a section of my classes on what you guys do. Not because I don't think it's important, but it maybe is. There's so many other things to talk about, and I don't know, didn't know quite how to put it, but I think generally in geography, as GIS developed, that they were concentrating on other kinds of things that they were more interested in, habitat type stuff, ag stuff, you know, things they were more comfortable with, and the cadastral mapping was kind of somewhere else, so they kind of let it be. You know, we have different standards, you know, we get along very well with the geomatics folks, the survey people on our campus, they're really cool, but, you know, we talk a different language, we talk about different stuff, and I think that that's one of the things that we see a disconnect with, and, you know, to go back to the first and last point, it's a turf thing, you know, and no one wants to talk about that, but, you know, I want the GIS classes to be in geography because it says geographic in there, right? But we also know it's used in all sorts of sciences and disciplines and all kinds of other things, so that's kind of that science thing that needs to be thrown open. But, you know, I'll tell you an anecdote from one of these statewide meetings. Someone was essentially flabbergasted in Southern California that the GIS department in one of our community colleges in the business department. And, you know, at some point you're like, does this person probably know what they're talking about? I guarantee they do. Smart with it, but, you know, their contention was that, you know, what if he goes away? Or, you know, that this is not the right place to couch this. And I'm not saying that this I'm right or wrong, but this is the kind of stuff we talk about. Nothing else to do, right? You know, people with nothing to do, talking about stupid things. But there definitely is that. I mean, just the survey of geomatics people on my campus, they're removed geographically. I'm in the behavioral and social sciences. They're on the way other side of the campus with the technology folks. They do, you know, cool stuff, and we're sitting around picking our noses. So, different kinds of things, space, you know, file compatibility. You know, I'll put that back into the things that we do. We talk about CAD to shape file transformation, which is one of the things I get a lot of students coming in. I got CAD file, what do I do with it? Then you should leave right after I tell them. You should get a fee for that, I think. But, you know, and then we look at that kind of what can we do with community colleges? Excuses, everyone's got them, right? But there's only so much that we can necessarily do, because if we maybe went and asked to teach more cadastral type mapping with GIS, we might hear from the CSUs in our region or even from the state or the UCs that say, that's not your job. That's a higher level course that needs people with more professional experience or more degrees that you can't teach it properly. And they're probably right. So, you know, our mission is to teach the basics, the very front end stuff, and then we cut those students loose and tell them to go get their bachelor's degrees, their master's degrees, and their doctorates. So that's still an issue. I mean, to side note that, here in this region, we work extremely well with Sacramento State. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's the CSU in Sacramento. They've got an up-and-coming department, really cool people, you know, it's a good relationship. I got a meeting with them tomorrow, we're going to have coffee, hopefully it'll last in a beer. But the other area, you know, the UCs, and this it's a regional thing, but in our region, UC Davis is the flagship. I mean, it's the big university. They don't even have a geography department anymore. It was disbanded years ago, and that's all politics that's been here or there, but they really don't. They do GIS, but it's scattered in all these little cubby holes, and we don't even know where it's at. So it's hard for us to then partner with them, then talk about these large issues and how do people transfer the system and get out there. And again, get jobs. You know, help you guys out. 5 minutes, perfect. And that's pretty much it. I mean, how do we then move forward with this stuff? This kind of thing right here, you know? How do you guys partner with your local community colleges? How do you partner with your universities? How do you tell them the kind of things that you want for the people to come out of their programs with in terms of skills? I don't know if people in your neighborhoods do this kind of stuff, and we've kind of gone back and forth with this. We have a GIS advisory committee. We invite anyone from industry, from state, from federal, from local agencies, and tell them, you know, come on down and tell us what you want. Because if they're not, you know, employing the people that come out of our programs, we die. So we need to have them, you know, if they want to tell us that this is more important. And I think really in Sacramento, that's what drives us, is fishing game, you know, other big Caltrans, those kind of agencies. So we tend to steer our courses a little bit more in that direction than maybe in your guys' direction. And then I think that just overall concept of, look at this as a broader level and a wider view is one way that maybe we can move forward. I'm good. You good? I'll field any questions. And again, I apologize if you were thinking I was going to come in here and give you some sort of, you know, tip that you can use in your office. I guess, you know, send the people that don't know this stuff and I'll give them tips. But, you know, I think it's an emerging technology. Obviously, it's things that we struggled 10 years ago with this, getting people in the classroom. Now, it's the kind of classes that we run all the time, and, you know, they're more and more well attended, and I see more and more variety of people from all kinds of different places. And, you know, usually they want to come and get a $100,000 a year job, but I tell them just go to the assessor's office and they'll take care of it. Questions? Comments? That's good. I figure after lunch, if I can shut you up because it was so bad, or because you're ready to sleep, I'm in good shape. So,
go ahead. One thing to put some of your thoughts at ease. There's nothing in common between cadastral mapping and GIS mapping.
No comment.
Two different words.
Well, I don't think I ever said it was the same exact thing. But there's things that you guys are doing cadastral mapping that then equate to GIS later on, no?
Cadastral mapping is basically just putting lines based on survey information along with a lot of title and ownership information. That's what it is. There's not a niche that said, okay, you're going to go to a college to study cadastral mapping.
No, I see.
And GIS is just an analysis tool where you can apply it from anything to marketing. That's what maybe probably that college put it under business, because they do, okay, how many customers can I have in this store if I open here? The only thing in common for all these applications is geography. And what happened is that the way I see it, GIS has to be thought as a tool. It's not a career. You cannot say that GIS is like studying medicine or engineering. It is just a tool that even a fireman needs to know about GIS. So what really important is to put geography. People need to learn about geography.
I like this guy. First of all, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. You want to go back.
Useless. I've been an engineer for since I'm going to say. But they're forgetting about geography. That's the link of that is everything.
And, you know, I obviously agree with that, and my colleagues mostly agree with that. But one of the things that I think we're struggling with is, you know, it is obviously in a whole lot of other places. And so we don't want to, you know, wrap it up like it's ours only, but how to then kind of keep a little bit of, you know, the geography always in there, but then do the best we can as, you know, institutions to then train people, get people the basic background to do the best kind of thing they can do out there in the real world, all right? So, you know, I don't know.
I've worked with a lot of people that got GIS certificates community college.
We don't start on that.
4 year and all that stuff. And the one thing I always see is, you know, that there's kind of like a lot of emphasis on the application and geography and map making stuff, and none on the computer science, relational database design, SQL programming. And nothing.
I agree.
And they think they're all hot. You know, they work a couple of years, and they they're GIS professionals and stuff. And you know,
it's not
they,
working.
That's
what
they were taught. You know, they were taught that. Right.
And you want to hear my excuse? No, I mean, he's completely and totally right. And I think that's where I didn't get the right slide. But you know, not to just toot their horn, but I think that's where a lot of the community college students has to go for them if they're really going to train people well, or at least to a certain degree, is they got to add programming classes. They got to add web-based stuff in. You know, I don't know, the story I always come back to is, you know, back in the Stone Ages 15 years ago for in GIS, I guess, when I was going through grad school, I had one class I had available to me. One. Right? Now they have more of them, but it's still not enough. And mostly it's because of, you want to know, stop story, right? Stop, I will. Budgets, you know, geography is a service department in most higher education. We don't have, you know, degree requirements, mostly teaching teachers and other people about this kind of stuff. So it's a place that we definitely need to have more and more. And that's the disconnect between, you know, I have people come to me all the time. I take your class, I can get a job, right? And I'm like, maybe not, right? Maybe you can start thinking about this kind of stuff. But definitely the computer science, and we don't, that's kind of one of those turf things. We don't necessarily do well with connecting with our GIS or our CIS department. And I don't know. I'd be more than happy for you to email me and let me know the best way you think I can do that. But we mentioned these things in our classes, but we don't have time to cover them. I think I've been pulled to stop. Well, I'll take more questions. One more. Who wants it? Who had their hand up first? Go ahead.
I was just going to make a comment that it's good to also prepare people, whether they're going through a certificate program or focusing on GIS, to know that they may meet resistance when they get out into the professional field, dealing with people who don't want to embrace the technology.
Sure.
And it can be a danger.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'll take that back. That's going to my class on Monday. I mean, to kind of come back to one of these things, it's one of the hard things for me to come to grips with in terms of the certificate type thing. as far as I'm concerned, GIS or these kind of jobs that you guys are all doing or other people that are really doing GIS, they're still bachelor's required. We haven't quite got to the, you know, two-year certificate or degree is going to get you a position. I think we're moving in that direction, my own personal opinion, but, you know, there's still kind of this, how do we fit in as an academic discipline versus also as kind of both education stuff or job skill stuff, and it's difficult to wrestle with.
Well, it seems like that it's way too much geography centric and not enough computer information, CIS centric.
And that would, the argument for me would be is that as a two-year institution, we don't have time to make it a CIS centric type of thing, or if they want to try to wrestle away from us, we're not going to let them, because geography is so important to it. And if people really want to get those skills, they need to go and get their bachelor's and then their master's degree and stuff. And, you know, I'll talk about friends of mine that work at Google Earth or transportation agencies around the state. I mean, where they learn how to program stuff when they're doing their dissertation or their thesis. Really, that's when they started getting those kind of skills. Or, I mean, let's cut the brass tacks. As much as I can teach them, or as little as I teach them, they're gonna learn more on the job with you guys than anything I ever tell them. All right, so, I mean, I guess we should teach everything and what they need to know on the job from a two-year institution, but it's not going to happen. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sour grapes.
I just want to add to what you're saying, because I teach at a local community college as well, but I teach CAD. It's the same problem there.
You bet.
And one of the things that happens with the four-year universities, even the engineers that come out of those classes that are not even allowed to touch on CAD. It's so you don't give them the tools that they, the basic tools that they need. However, I think one of the solutions would be if we could start working closer with the businesses within the local communities, internships, having them have input as to what is it they do so that you can design your programs around your local business, especially in a two-year program where they're looking for technicians.
Sure. And I think that's where we have an advantage in the region, and where ARC has done a good job, is that we have so many state agencies and local agencies, mostly the state, that they have a great internship program, and most of the adjuncts that teach our classes are from state institutions and those kind of things. So it works somewhat well, but you know, I guess I'll finish with this. I have cards if you're interested. I am on a statewide board. I'm on regional things that look at these things, and truthfully, I'm probably not a GIS person in the region. I do other things probably better. But I would be glad to take your suggestions and take those of those groups so we can shape our future. And that's really, you know, what we're trying to do is to give you people that are better than they were before, or better than they are now, right? So thanks very much.